Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A senior North Korean diplomat has condemned attempts by Joe Biden's new administration to make contact with Pyongyang as a cheap trick. The first vice minister for foreign affairs said such approaches would go unanswered until the US dropped its hostile policies. Laura Bicker is in Seoul with more details.
The statement by Choi Soon-hui acknowledged that the US had tried to get in touch via email, telephone messages and other routes, including a third country. But she said the Biden administration was putting forward a lunatic theory about threats from North Korea and what she described as groundless rhetoric about complete denuclearization. The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are due to hold meetings in Seoul today and meet the South Korean President Moon Jae-in as the Biden administration tries to formulate a strategy to deal with the North's growing nuclear arsenal.
Russia is recalling its ambassador to Washington for consultations following a US intelligence report that accused Russia of trying to influence the election that brought President Biden to power, something Moscow has denied. Mr. Biden told America's ABC News that President Putin would pay a price for the alleged interference. Lebu Diseko is from reports from Washington.
President Biden said that he had previously warned Vladimir Putin that if such allegations were proved, there would be consequences. Asked in the interview what those would be, he said, "You'll see shortly." The Biden administration has been keen to show its approach to Moscow is different from that of Donald Trump. In a statement, the Russian Foreign Ministry accused the US of bringing relations to what it called a blind alley in recent years. But it added that Russia was keen to prevent an irreversible deterioration in relations. It appears, though, that relations between the two countries may already be going in that direction.
The president of Tanzania, John Magufuli, has died at the age of 61 due to complications related to a heart condition. He was a controversial figure who drew praise for tackling corruption and excessive government spending and making foreign mining companies pay more tax, but he became increasingly authoritarian. The Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, has thanked voters after exit polls indicated that his centre-right party has won the most seats in the general election. The result gives Mr. Rutte a mandate to form a new coalition government. He said there would be challenges ahead. World News from the BBC.